God will honor our time away, and pray that He would take care of our work in our absence. Now look, that doesn't guarantee that there's not going to be any problems or things to fix when you get back, but it does guarantee He is always right there with you. You know that God wants you to rest. You know that He wants you to rejuvenate. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Change for Your Dollar. John here, and it is great to be hanging out with you for a little while, wherever I find you. I hope it's a great day today. I hope you're either starting a great day, maybe you're ending a great day, and I know God's got some special things happening in your life these days, and you know, on this podcast, we say that God is too good and life is too special to let money hold you back. So how do we use it as a tool, not a goal? To honor God, to honor your family and the plans that He has for you. That's what we are all about here. And last week, if you didn't tune in to episode 80, I began a series around vacation maximization because it's that time of year. You probably have already been thinking about a summer vacation. You may already have plans and are anticipating a great time away. But what are some steps that we can take to maximize that time away so you are rested and rejuvenated? Last week, I started this series talking about setting and sharing expectations. What does that look like to think about and share expectations personally, relationally, faithfully, financially, of course? And I'm even adding two more onto the workbook that you can download at changeforyourdollar.com. I've added vocationally. What type of expectations do you have around your work? And physically, how do you want to get up and move and be physical and hike or walk, or maybe you just want to rest? Whatever your expectations are for your vacation, I love the anticipation of a vacation. Sometimes I believe that the anticipation is almost as fun as the vacation, thinking about the great times. And if you can set and share your expectations wisely and thoughtfully and gracefully, full of compromise, guys, I believe that you can set yourself up for preparing for a vacation in a really special way. Because springtime is upon us, you're thinking about the vacation, you've saved up the money, so you're not going into debt, of course. You book the flights, you gas up the car or the camper, you book the rooms, you make the plan, the time draws near. And good gracious, so many of us work hard, extra hard, before you leave, just making sure everything at work is nicely buttoned up, everything at home is nicely buttoned up, then you head out on your vacation. And I know sometimes when I've done it, I can feel more tired than normal because I know it can be challenging to plan and take time away for rest, to be able to take a few days, a week, maybe even 2 weeks, feeling clear-minded, confident, and have a restful return. And I just want to remind you about what I shared last week from Mark 6, verses 30 to 32, because even Jesus knew how difficult it was to manage our rest and our rejuvenation, especially when there is work to be done. He knew how tired that you and I could get because He was all God and all man. And even the disciples had difficulty taking a break from their incredible mission of discipleship to take a rest. And in Mark 6, 30 to 32, here is what it says. The apostles returned to Jesus and told Him all that they had done and taught. And He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. And I am sure you have felt that kind of need for rest in your vocation. Now, and here's a good place to make a point. Vocation, the root word of vocation is vocare, and what it means is it means calling. So vocation isn't always about earning an income. It's about your calling. So whether you're working to earn an income, whether you're volunteering, whether you are raising your family, that is your vocation. And you probably set goals and try to reach them, and you've got daily tasks, and you might be in sales that makes profit. You may manage people. You may lead a company. Wherever your vocation takes you, that is your work. That's the reality of work. Now, about 20 years ago, I had had enough of an overworked pattern, and I had prepared to take, all right, you ready for this? I prepared to take 2 weeks off of work. Guys, I had never done this before. Long weekends, maybe a week was the most I had ever done. But I had planned to take 2 weeks off of work with a very simple objective. There would be no work in my vocation, no phone, no email, only my family, only rest and rejuvenation. Guys, I'd never done it before. It took me almost 6 months to work out the details. Guys, it was not easy, but let me tell you, it was awesome. And in the midst of this, I discovered 8 practical steps of vacation maximization, all about getting prepared. And that's what I want to share with you today. Step 1, pray for your time away for your work, that God not only will take care of you, but also your work and responsibilities there. I think this is what it all boils down to. Because it's a faith journey to believe that God will honor our time away and pray that He would take care of our work in our absence. Now, look, that doesn't guarantee that there's not going to be any problems or things to fix when you get back, but it does guarantee He is always right there with you. You know that God wants you to rest. You know that He wants you to rejuvenate. You know your employer wants you rested and ready when you return if you're employed. And also, ask those near you to pray for you and your work while you are on vacation. Step 2, pray for your time away for family and friends that you are with, for the faith that God will be with you all, and ask Him to honor your time away to be with you for deeper relationships, stronger relational bonds between children, even between adult children, between children and parents, between families if they're related, or friends if they're unrelated, to minimize differences, maximize similarities. I believe He wants you to grow closer to Him. He wants you and your family and friends to grow closer together, and He wants you strong, and He wants your relationship strong. So ask those near you to join you for praying around your family and friends for your vacation. Step 3, arrange your support at work. Now, this one can get a little more complicated. I'd recommend you talk to your company, talk to your managers, your supervisors. Ask if you can even possibly assign a vacation buddy with a coworker, if that's possible. Now, I know some work that doesn't lend itself well, but if it's possible, could someone else cover your work for the other while you are away on vacation? And in the event of an emergency, you could have at least one trusted peer who is well-equipped to handle anything that might be technical or operational or maybe even an interpersonal situation. And here's the flip side. In return, you can be on their emergency response team. You can be their vacation buddy when they take a vacation. And it will be more work for the week that you're the vacation buddy at work. But good gracious, wouldn't that pay off so well? Step 4, I have made this recommendation to people I know a lot of people have not taken me up on it, but the ones who have come back and they say, John, this was a game changer. Consider a temporary phone. Guys, you can buy a track phone or similar type phones that are temporary in nature. You can buy a certain amount of time for the phone, both for local and long distance calls. And you can give the number to your family or friends in the event of a true emergency. And then discuss ahead of time what warrants an emergency. Remember, nobody ever wants bad news, and the good news can wait. But of course, you may need to be reached in the event of an emergency. And if you don't want to consider a temporary phone, at least consider taking your work email off of your phone and maybe even taking your social media off of your phone as a distraction. Okay, step number 5. Plan to play and plan to rest. Look, for every vacation day that you plan, consider leaving the next day maybe a little unplanned. Now, look, I know that sounds crazy. There are some planners that are listening to that and they're going, hey, this is absolute heresy. I can't believe that. All right, take a deep breath for a second, because something very special happens when you leave room for God to show up in your leisure on your vacation. Sometimes he may show up as a nap by the ocean, in a quiet moment of sitting in a chair with a cup of coffee, an afternoon movie with your spouse or child, or maybe it's an unexpected conversation with someone that you have been wanting to talk to. I would just pray that you would consider this idea of leaving some room for God to operate. I love Proverbs 16:9 that says, the mind of man makes his plans, but God directs the steps. So leave some room for God to show up. And I would just say, prepare, but also be aware and expectant for him to show up in some special places in your leisure. Step number 6, guys, let me tell you, does a vacation travel plan ever work out for you? I don't know that it does for us. So step number 6 is expect delays and embrace them. Look, no matter when you travel, if you expect delays or if you are prepared for delays and you're ready for them when they come, you can have some activities planned for a few extra hours in the airport or a few extra hours in the car. A couple of snacks, a bottle of water, a deck of cards, a game in a box, who knows what you may need. But just being a little prepared can go a long way. And let me share this quick story with you. I had a client who took their young kids on a fantastic vacation for about 10 days. It really was fantastic. But they got delayed on the way out. It was a huge mess. They got put up in this small hotel near the airport, but it had a pool in it, and the young kids wanted to go swimming. They wound up going swimming. They ordered a takeout pizza delivered to their room, and they wound up in front of a movie eating pizza after swimming and a pillow fight. And when they got back from this fantastic trip, you already know where I'm going with this, they asked the kids, what was your favorite part of the trip? 100%. It was the airport hotel, the pool, the pizza, the movie, the pillow fight. It was the most special moment. God just showed up in a big way. Okay, step 7, set your out of office on your email. Guys, this is one of my favorite steps before I leave. The note that's on your out of office is what everyone is going to see when they email you. And I believe, and I have seen this happen in my own life, this is a ministry in its simplest form when someone reads that you are out of the office. I am on vacation that I have been anticipating. I am not looking at email or taking calls, and here is who you can call or contact in my absence for assistance and support. Now, of course, you have to clear this with your company and your managers, whatever is required at your place of work. But I have seen the ministry impact of this out of office, that people have responded to the email just saying, John, I loved your out of office, that you're taking the time away, you're focusing on your family. What a gift that is. I can't wait to do the same thing. That's something that simple can be an incredible ministry message. And finally, step number 8, you knew I had to touch on this, didn't you? When you're getting prepared, determine your cash to set your budgets. Guys, there's no question. When you can live within your vacation cash availability, you're going to feel better then, and you're going to feel better when you're home. And with a little planning and a little research, you will be amazed how much there is to do around vacation spots that cost absolutely nothing. And then you add in card games and family walks and cooking together and picnics, or my buddy Chip and his brothers, they used to have a treasure hunt with a buried treasure chest. Even for older kids, that is fun. When you think about getting prepared, when you think about vacation maximization, guys, think about each of these steps. Now, you may not be able to do all of these, to prepare with all of these, but the spirit of them, I hope you feel to be rested and rejuvenation. Your time and your rest with your family and your friends, guys, it is important to God. And I believe it is His sincere desire for you and me, after our hard work, to take a break. And like the scripture said, let's prepare well in true disciple fashion. Guys, maybe we can all enjoy a desolate place and rest a little while. Guys, your work can wait. Your rest and rejuvenation cannot. Jesus is waiting in your vacation. Your family and friends are too. And may this year be the year of your best vacation ever. Y'all, thanks so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure to share this with you. And if you will please go to changeforyourdollar.com, click on the free resources tab, and you can download the Vacation Maximization Guide. And as I go through each of these weeks of podcast episodes, you can follow along in building out your own vacation maximization plan. Guys, it's always a pleasure to be with you. If this was a blessing to you, please send it to one of your friends or your family members. Invite them into the Change for Your Dollar family to be encouraged on a weekly basis. And please tune in next week when I continue the conversation about getting prepared, but specifically aimed at family focus. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll look forward to next time.